It sounds like something out of a horror film. A large and voracious fish invades U.S. waters and kills off local species. That's what happened with the Asian carp. American catfish farmers imported the fish in the 1970s to eat up algae in their fish farms. Some fish escaped, their numbers multiplied, and now they're headed toward the Great Lakes, posing such a threat that the White House even convened an Asian carp summit earlier in the year. One possible solution to curb the growing number of Asian carp is to have Americans eat the fish, only under a different name. And that's where things get complicated, as the world's Alex Gallivan reports from New York.
Salmon is salmon. Tuna is tuna. But in the life aquatic, things aren't always so straightforward. For instance, the king mackerel is also the hog. The whitefish is also the gizzard fish. And a crawfish is also, believe it or not, a mudbug. Names matter, as this old-fashioned domestic scene illustrates.
Hello, darling. What's for dinner?
Patagonian toothfish, honey, with a lovely butter sauce.
Oh, let's try that again.
Hello, darling. What's for dinner?
Chilean sea bass, honey, with a lovely butter sauce.
Much better. Same fish.
You know, if you have a Patagonian toothfish on my display, I don't think it's going to sell as much as Chilean sea bass. You know, it sounds a lot more appealing to people.
Louis Spader is the manager of Fish Tales, a fishmonger's in Brooklyn. Like everyone else, he sells plenty of Patagonian toothfish under the name Chilean sea bass, even though it's not actually a bass. And Spader would sell Asian carp, too, but only if it had a different name. One state fishing authority has conjured up the name Silverfin.
If there was a calling for it, sure, I would definitely carry it. I mean, silverfin is definitely a little bit more appealing, I think, to most Americans than Asian carp.
Others have plumped for the name Kentucky tuna. Fishmonger Louis Spader thinks the fears about buying Asian carp are partly to do with the recent cases of tainted products coming from parts of Asia.
That alone will kind of turn people off to that whole experience with the fish. I think it's a little unfair, because it could be an excellent fish and people could enjoy it.
But the bigger public relations challenge for the Asian carp is American confusion with the more familiar common carp. Those fish are bottom feeders, taking in a diet of insects and worms. Asian carp grow big, 50 pounds or more, on plankton, much more appealing, although they are rather bony. Still, in some parts of Asia, it's a fine meal.
In Cantonese, it's leiyu.
Thomas Leung is a fourth-generation herbalist based in New York City's Chinatown. His family is from southern China in Guangdong province. Indeed, Leung's father, also an herbalist, says carp, Asian carp, is familiar fare. His son translates.
Different areas, they prepare the carp differently. In my hometown, we pan-fry the fish and then we stew it with peanuts. In the South, it's always been regarded as a tasty fish. I don't understand what the reason is why Americans would not like the fish.
In time, perhaps they will. And perhaps they won't know it. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant in New York.
So what do you think? Silverfin? Kentucky tuna? Send us your ideas for a new name for the Asian carp at theworld.org.